Two Indian soldiers have been killed and one of their bodies mutilated in an apparent attack by Pakistani troops in the disputed region of Kashmir. New Delhi says the incident is a major provocation and has vowed to respond. Pakistan has denied its troops crossed the line of control into the Indian side. It follows another cross-border clash 3 days ago when Indian troops killed a Pakistani soldier. The latest incident is seen as one of the most serious since the two countries signed a ceasefire over Kashmir a decade ago. South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards reports.
India's military says a firefight broke out when one of its patrols encountered Pakistani troops half a kilometre inside Indian territory in Kashmir. General S.L. Narasimhan is the spokesman for the Indian Army.
Some of the regular soldiers of Pakistan Army intruded into the line of control in the Menda sector, and having taken advantage of the thick fog and mist in the forested area, they were actually moving towards our own post when one of our area domination patrol spotted them and engaged them. There was a firefight which ensued for about half an hour, in which we lost two men, and one of the bodies seems to have been mutilated in this entire firefight.
Some reports suggest one of the soldiers was decapitated. India has described the attack as provocative and that it will take it up with the Pakistani government. The nuclear-armed neighbours have fought three major wars since 1947. Two were over Kashmir. A ceasefire has been in place in Kashmir since 2003. Small skirmishes along the border are reasonably common. About 80 took place last year. The Indian Army says eight of its soldiers were killed in 2012 in 75 incidents. But the reports of the mutilation have enraged many within India's establishment. There are calls for a tough response. General VP Malik is the former Chief of Staff of the Indian Army.
It's a very grave provocation that has taken place. And I think both at the military and the political level together, they will have to consider what to do next. My own impression is that nobody can come inside the Indian territory for 500 or 600 meters and then ambush one of our patrols unless it has been very well planned beforehand by the other side.
Pakistan's army has denied the allegations that it was an unprovoked attack. It has branded the allegations propaganda aimed at diverting attention away from a clash along the border several days ago when Indian troops killed a Pakistani soldier. The former head of the Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI, Lieutenant General Asad Durrani, says local factors could be behind the clash.
Because when the forces are there across the line of control, sometimes we call that eyeball to eyeball, within firing distance, within talking distance, then sometimes things happen without anyone actually wanting that to happen. This can be a local skirmish, it can be someone's mischief from one side or the other.
The incident comes as relations were improving between India and Pakistan. Developments such as improved trade links and more lenient visa regimes have been a feature of recent high-level talks. Pakistan's cricket team has also just toured India for the first time in years. This is Michael Edwards reporting from New Delhi for AM.